Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2966, How to Let Go of Your Emotional Clutter, 5 Clear Steps by Erica Lane of ericalane.co, and I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD for short, where I read the best blogs to you with permission from the authors, covering productivity, minimalism, mental health, all that fun stuff. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. How to Let Go of Your Emotional Clutter, 5 Clear Steps by Erica Lane of ericalane.co. I've struggled for most of my life with this recurring thought: no one really sees or appreciates the things I do. I can vividly remember venting this frustration with tears filling my eyes to a mentor of mine as early as my mid-teens, and only became more pronounced when I started my career, got married, and had children. Toddlers are not known for articulating their heartfelt thanks. But over the last few years, I've begun to recognize this internal narrative as emotional clutter. It weighs me down and creates resistance in my soul. It holds me back from focusing on the good. And when I can let go of that thought, I feel so much lighter. Whatever your emotional clutter is, I want this for you too. What is emotional clutter? How many of these thoughts have run through your mind? I should be more blank. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't handle everything that's on my plate. I'm not appreciated. I do everything around here. He should know how I feel. I'm a bad mom or partner or sibling or friend. I can't do this, whatever this is in your situation. My kids deserve someone better. I'm gonna lose my mind. I have no self-control. I'm not confident, successful, smart, or thin enough. These thoughts are what I call emotional clutter. Emotional clutter is the persistent negative thoughts we have about ourselves, our lives, and others. Like physical clutter, emotional clutter weighs us down. But where clearing out your physical clutter can give you a sense of lightness and freedom, clearing out your emotional clutter will give you that feeling 100 times over. Imagine if you could let go of or rewrite the most common negative scripts inside your head. Imagine how that would change how you feel on a daily basis. The problem is, your brain really likes those negative thoughts. It's so used to thinking them that at this point, they might even feel like facts about yourself or the people in your life, instead of what they are, just thoughts. Let's say you're on a hike. Picture a path you'd take down a mountain. The more times you walk that path, the more clear it's gonna be. You'll pack down the dirt and trample some of the underbrush, and every time you hike there, it'll be even easier to take that specific path. This is how our minds operate. The more you think a thought, the clearer the pathway becomes in your brain. The great news is that with consciousness and repetition, we have the power to change those negative pathways. We can carve out a new path down the mountain. This, I bet you already know, is called neuroplasticity. Next to pinning down my top three personal values, this is some of the most important and most life-changing inner work I've ever done, and I'm so excited to share it here. I've got 5 steps that help you recognize and then clear out your own emotional clutter. 5 steps to letting go of emotional clutter. Step number 1, identify your most frequent negative thoughts, your emotional clutter. One of the best things you can do to see these thoughts is to pause anytime you're experiencing a negative emotion. If you feel sad, stressed, overwhelmed, hurt, resentful, disappointed, anything, stop right there and see if you can trace what you're feeling back to a thought. Everything you feel starts with a thought. Not your circumstance at the moment or something someone did to you. It all starts with a thought about that circumstance. A lot of times it's the thought that something should be different than it is. Someone should treat you a certain way. You should be able to handle everything that's on your plate, etc. So step 1 is simply to start a running list of your negative thoughts, your emotional clutter, in a journal or the notes app on your phone. Step number 2, from that list, highlight one thought that regularly causes you to feel negative emotion. As much as I wish we could take them all on at once, I recommend focusing on one at a time to really make progress clearing out your emotional clutter. Step number 3, practice noticing the thought every time it crosses your mind. Tip, you may not notice yourself consciously thinking the thought you've identified. Remember, your brain has taken this pathway so many times, it might be automatic. So one thing that helps me is to look for the feeling that always follows the thought. I don't know about you, but I usually notice my negative feelings. From there, I can look at my list and see if one of those thoughts is at the root of what I'm feeling. Step number 4, drop the thought altogether or shift it to a more positive alternative. You don't have to believe everything you think. You can decide if your thoughts are serving you, and if they aren't, you can drop them. Take, for example, the thought, I can't handle everything that's on my plate. Is that thought serving you? Well, my guess is you've survived all of your busiest seasons in the past. I bet you can get through this one too, one day, one small task at a time. Not to mention, there are usually ways to get some things off your plate and people who want to support you. What if whenever that thought creeps up on you, you shift it to, I'm not alone in this, I'm taking one thing at a time. A couple of tips for writing your new thought. Number 1, always make small, believable shifts. If you try to jump to a thought that's 180 degrees from the original, your brain just won't buy it. For example, it's a big leap to go from nobody cares about me to everybody loves me. Instead, make a small positive shift that you really believe, such as my family cares about me and I care about myself. And number 2, keep the new thought as simple as possible. I've done this exercise with 100 students who've taken my course, Declutter Your Life, and sometimes I see people write whole paragraphs to replace their old thought. And keep it simple. Edit it down. You want something your mind can easily grab onto. And step number 5, repeat, repeat, repeat. To replace the negative pathway previously carved in your brain, you'll need to create a new one. And the way to do that is by running your new thought through your brain over and over and over again. Consciously repeat the new thought loop in your mind every time the old one comes up. Write it in your journal every day. Say it out loud while you drive a familiar route, while you take a walk in nature, or while you look at yourself in the mirror. Repeat it so much that your brain slowly starts taking this path on automatic rather than the old one. You just listened to the post titled, How to Let Go of Your Emotional Clutter, 5 Clear Steps by Erica Lane of ericalane.co. Thank you to Erica. It's pretty crazy how much of an impact seemingly tiny negative thoughts can have on us. It's not just mental or emotional, but they can affect our habits and even our physical health. So I think it's got to be one of the most important subjects we talk about here. After the many years of hosting this show, the techniques that I see come up the most to do this are usually journaling, which did come up today, mindfulness and or meditation, visualization, and that one's a bit less common, I think, and affirmations. We actually have a new sleep affirmations podcast, so perfect timing. That walks through a body scan, a calming narration, followed by a list of affirmations. And each episode covers a different personal development topic. I think that could be a super helpful way to do all of this a bit more passively than journaling or meditation. And it seems to help. You can find that podcast by searching for Good Sleep in your podcast app. And then make sure to follow or subscribe to the one from Optimal Living Daily. But in any case, slowly redirecting negative thoughts to positive can have a huge positive impact, leading to a happier, more fulfilled life. So it's worth a shot. Go with whatever sounds like the easiest or most interesting method for you, and then let me know how it goes. Hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you're listening to this, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.